I like to raise broilers too, but I think I'm going to start doing my own crosses. And so I'm thinking about getting some Cornish and crossing them in with my Bielefelder Ruse and see how that works out. I've been really impressed with the Bielefelders. I was telling you about that before. And, you know, my Ruses are huge. I mean, those guys are probably like 15-pounders right now. And my Bielefelder hens are probably like 9 or 10-pounders with lots of breast meat. They're real solid layers now. So I've been really happy with that breed. So I'm going to start playing around with it some more, but I might do some crosses.
Funny you should bring that up. Me and Linda looked that up, and I, believe it or not, I was born in Germany. I was born in Wiesbaden, Germany. Out of 10 of us kids, there were 7 of us born in Germany, and me and my oldest sister and my oldest brother were the only ones that got to keep our dual citizenship. And we were born, I was born in Wiesbaden, and the rest of them were born in Frankfurt and Stuttgart and Aschaffenburg. And the Bielefelders come from a town called Bielefeld. And it was, the breed was bred in the, I think it was the 80s, 70s or 80s, and those chickens were actually named after the town for the guy that bred them.
Yeah, I think it was in the 1970s, and I forget the fella's name. It was like Roth or Goth or something like that. But they're a fairly new breed, you know. That's, you know, 1970s even makes it a new breed.
Yeah, definitely the 70s is new. Yep. Yeah, I'd be interested in checking that out. And now one of these days, me and the wife's gonna have to take a trip up there and visit you guys, you and your brother.
Well, our farm stay is almost done. We've got this really cool timber frame straw bale house, and we've been remodeling it. And you guys will need to come by and stay in there and have one of the maiden voyages.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Linda's really interested in that, in straw built houses. She's really into, well, I mean, she's like me. She's into a lot of different stuff. We're into a lot of natural, you know, and yeah, getting back to the old ways instead of all this garbage we got going now.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So yeah, we've got a few structures that are really well designed, and I just play around a lot with the thermal mass, depending upon the weather, whether it's too hot or too cold, and don't spend any money at all actually on electricity or anything else for managing air conditioning or heat or anything like that. And we use some firewood and stuff, you know, when we have to. But yeah, these well designed structures, you know, I mean, they're beautiful for one, and they're very comfortable. So yeah, we've got some cool stuff going on over there. So you guys will need to check it out.